In today's episode of the Bridegroom Speaks podcast, I'm discussing verses 6:8 to 6:10 of the Song of Songs and talking about how these words of the bridegroom describing his beautiful bride apply not only to the Blessed Virgin Mary, but to each one of us. The Song of Songs, which is Solomon's. The Bridegroom. There are 60 queens and 80 concubines and countless maidens, but my dove is unique, mine, unique and perfect. She is the darling of her mother, the favorite of the one who bore her. The maidens saw her and proclaimed her blessed. Queens and concubines sing her praises. The chorus. Who is this, arising like the dawn, fair as the moon, resplendent as the sun, terrible as an army with banners? What the bridegroom is praising in the bride, her spiritual beauty and her virtues. And he uses these images of, like the same ones we talked about in Brides 2, we hear repeated, her neck being the Tower of David, right? And her, she's terrible as an army with banners, and all these images of strength. And yet what he's asking of us, what he sees as so beautiful in us, is so contrary to what the world tells us strength and beauty are, right? If we look at Mary, like I'm just laying here in my bed, looking at all these different paintings and statues I have of her surrounding me. And in just about, well, in everyone, either her head is bowed or her head is looking straight up at God, right? And I think about what strength, what spiritual strength it takes to bow our heads in humility, in surrender, in prayer, in helplessness to God, where the world would see that bowed position as one of weakness, right? But he says, no, that is true strength. That is true strength. That is truly knowing who I am. That's true humility, right? To know who I am to God, that he is the one who is, and I am the one who is not, and that I can do nothing apart from him. And that takes true strength, because it takes the strength of fighting against our own will and ego to bow our heads, and it takes struggling against all the voices of the world around us, telling us that strength is being self-reliant, is not needing anyone's help, is holding my head high and not looking at those who are lower than me, right? and the bridegroom saying the exact opposite. And this is how, when we look at these two passages, something just to keep in mind as our model here, and would even encourage you, if you have a little statue or picture of Mary, to put near you while we're doing this the next 2 weeks, to keep an image of Mary, your favorite image of Mary, in sight also, because we want to be thinking about the fact that she is the bride. She is the bride of the Holy Spirit, of the Holy Trinity. She's the bride of the Song of Songs. She's the ideal. She's the one that we want to model and be like. And so one of the themes that we talk about in this section is the idea that I think it was actually St. Augustine who wrote about it first, that we have he says the interior man and the exterior man, but we're going to talk about the interior woman. So we have the interior woman who we want to model after Mary. So we talk about imitating Christ. Well, as women, I think it's, for me, it resonates much more strongly and deeply to think that I want to imitate the Blessed Virgin Mary. I want to imitate the bride at the foot of the bridegroom's cross, that as a daughter of Eve and a daughter of the new Eve, that I'm called to be a helpmate to Adam, to the Adam in my life, if you're married to your spouse, or to the new Adam, my bridegroom, right? So I want to imitate Mary. And so if you think about
the interior woman, the goal of our spirit, our soul, is to become more and more formed into an image of the Blessed Virgin Mary, the new Eve. Whereas the exterior woman, the flesh, the will, is a daughter of Eve. And so the idea is not to repress or suppress the exterior woman, but to have the exterior woman become in submission to the interior woman. To know that we have this conflict within us as long as we're living here in our human flesh in this fallen world. There'll always be this conflict, but as we grow in our faith and as we grow in our spiritual strength, the goal is that more and more often our choices are made by our interior woman, who's becoming more and more like Mary. The other thing that was really striking me as we were reading, we read in the song, he's describing the bride. And then in 6:11, it switches and he's talking about himself, right? I went down to the nut orchard to see what was sprouting in the valley, to see if the vines were budding and the pomegranate trees in flower. And it just, the thought that popped into my head as we made that switch from talking about you to I is that the reason that we can hope to become more and more an image of Mary is because he came down to the nut orchard. That by coming down and taking on our humanity, he divinized our humanity and he raises us up. And so it's because of the bridegroom's redemption that we have this hope that our interior woman can become holier and spiritually stronger and more an image of the bride. It's not because of our own doing. We don't hope in ourselves and our own strength, but we remember that it's because of what he has done for us. It's because of his great love for us that hurled him onto the chariots of his people to be their prince. So by lowering himself, he has raised us up and given us hope of becoming holier, of being divinized. And this is why he can look at us and say, you are perfect. Actually, it ties very well into a quote from St. Elizabeth of the Trinity. So she says, a praise of glory is a soul that gazes on God in faith and simplicity. It is a reflector of all that he is. It is like a bottomless abyss into which he can flow and expand. It is also like a crystal through which he can radiate and contemplate all his perfections and his own splendor. A soul which thus permits the divine being to satisfy in itself his need to communicate all that he is and all that he has, is in reality the praise of glory of all his gifts. And so a soul that is a praise of glory is one that can empty itself, can allow itself to be stripped and purified so that God himself can fill it and radiate and reflect in and through it. And that happens by gazing on him in faith and simplicity. Allowing him to gaze back upon us, right? Where we started in Brides 1, talking about his healing and transfiguring look. And how important it is that we always remain in his gaze. And then he contemplates himself within us. And we are beautiful like Mary because we are open and saying yes to him. And that takes spiritual strength, right? It sounds so easy. All I have to do is sit and gaze and let him gaze at me. But think about all the voices, all the lies, all the urges and will in us that fights against just sitting still and gazing at him and letting him gaze back at us, right? So it does take spiritual strength to allow him to do the work in us, to transform and transfigure us, to empty and purify us.
Join us at hopesgarden.com and learn more about Christ the Bridegroom and the Song of Songs.